We've got a few more minutes. Let's talk just real briefly about gear, if you guys want to. We already asked Drew what kind of mandolin he had, and it was made right before the turn of the century. And anything else you have to offer in the way of gear, stage gear, whatever, any tips?
Well, I use a Bags bridge pickup combined with a Audio-Technica mic, and I plug into actually the same thing that Sam plugs into. It's called a Charged Stuff preamp, ACH-104, and I run that into a graphic equalizer, and then into a 412 cabinet, as well as into the monitors.
All right, Chris, you got anything?
Yeah, well, I play, this is a 95 Gibson F5 out of the custom shop when they were still in Montana. And as far as gear goes, I have some Trace Elliott stuff and some Fishman stuff and some Rain stuff, but I'm so technically challenged I don't use any of it. I just I like this sort of point and shoot business. <You know?
laughs> Tom?
This is a 1924 Gibson
F5.
Tony?
That's enough.
Well, I agree with Tom. That pretty well says it all. actually, I'm playing a 27 F5 Fern today, which they are noted for having a little brighter tone than the Lords. I don't know if that's come out over the PA or not, but Dave Apollon preferred the Fern because it sang out over the orchestra. I also use the Calton case to travel with, and all these items are available at Mandolin Central.
Oh, yeah.
Sam.
This is a 1937 Gibson, and you'll notice it's got block inlay. That's when they started the block inlay. And I just got used to it because my hero, Jethro Burns, had block inlay, and this one came with it when I got it, so that's the reason. It's been modified over the years. Randy Wood, the great mandolin builder, made it into a much better instrument. He voiced the top, shaved the braces, put this varnish finish is on it ever since I've had it. And I too use a pickup with, it's a Barkisberry hot dot, just wedged in between the two bridge pieces, in coordination with the Countryman mic. So yeah, it's electric, it's big, but I do like to be heard. My theory is, you know, if I'm in an ensemble situation, if anybody's plugged in, then I want to be plugged in. But if there's part of the band that's not, then I don't want to be either, you know, to keep it all in the same balance. By the way, Stuart McDonald is coming up with a new mandolin tuner for all you people that can't get a good tuner. I just got these last night. Now, don't let how much I tuned on stage influence your decision. But. So I'm just kind of getting used to them. They were custom made for this. So check out, talk to the Stuart McDonald people. They're Tom Rosen and I are both willing little hamsters for them to experiment on right now to see if they can get a better mandolin key. So.
All righty. Actually, I think I told most of you earlier that I do play a Henderson. It is a 1989 Wayne Henderson model. And actually, I see Wayne standing back there in a brown cap. Wave to the folks, Wayne. There's the guy that carved this out of a tree. And if you'll mention you saw me playing it on stage today, he'll give you a 50% discount on that one. So right there he is, folks. Place your orders now. And that's about all the equipment they'll let me use with that old-time band I was telling you about, that old-time piano music. So Wayne Henderson mandolin.
So if you want a vintage instrument, you ask Wayne to build it, and by the time you get it, it's vintage, right?
And there you go. Pre-aged.
They do sound great. I have a Wayne Henderson mandolin myself, and I think the world of it. We've got just a little more time. Questions?
Could you each say a little something about how you hold the pen?
Okay, holding the plectrum. Drew?
Well, I like to hold the pick between my toes.
We can tell.
You know, I tried that. It didn't work for me, though.
Sometimes I hold it with my teeth like this, then. Sometimes, but no. No, I'm sorry. I hold it actually with three fingers, which a lot of people don't do, and I don't recommend that you do it either. but it's the only way that I can play. It's probably from being a guitar player for a number of years and playing the electric guitar. But that's the way I hold it, and I play backwards, kind of upside down. It's totally weird. Don't try it. Sorry, I apologize.
I use whatever kind of pick I haven't lost yet, and hopefully over a millimeter, and sometimes 3 points, sometimes 1 point, but I always use the point. And then I just hold it with my thumb straight across like that, and then I curl my forefinger on the back of it like that.
I pretty much hold my pick the same way. So for some reason, it sounds different. I do use a pretty heavy Jim Dunlop pick. It's a 207. I don't know what that means, but it's real heavy, and it's nicer for the slower tunes. I think gives it a little fatter tone. I started out playing electric guitar, and I didn't have to. My wrist technique or my right hand technique suffered, I think, because if I needed to get louder, you just have to turn the knob up a little bit. So I think, and I played for quite a long time that way, and I have all these bad habits where I think I bend my knuckle, which shouldn't be bent. So I've been trying to pretty much keep the knuckle straight. At least that's what I'm gonna do the second part of my life.
Well, you know, there's some, there's actually a lot of conversation today. Traditionally, the pick was made out of tortoise shell, and because the tortoise that the great picks come from, the Galapagos and Hawksbill tortoise, are endangered species, it's now illegal to trade or sell tortoise shell, which there's enough tortoise shell being ground into fertilizer in Japan to last us all for the rest of our lives. But that being beside, none of us, you know, because of those rules, none of us use the tortoise shell anymore. We all go to real high quality plastic imitations. And I hold my index finger like that, pop the pick in there, and then the thumb on top, and it works for me.
I want to be like Tony. Same type of things what we were talking about. It's right in the first page of the Mel Bay Guitar Method book, is to cup your hand like that, stick the pick on it, put your thumb down. That's the basic way. You'll find different ways to do it. And also, I use the, you know, just a standard plastic guitar pick, 0.96 gauge, only I don't use the point, I actually use the sides. And I just kind of started doing that. It seemingly was a little faster for tremolo and stuff for me not to use the point. And besides, when one side wears out, I have another.
I must have read the same Mel Bay book, because actually I do remember that in the Mel Bay book. And no matter how much this looks like tortoise shell, it's not.
That's right, Randy. Thanks for that. Thanks for that little word of encouragement. You heard it here.
Natural fiber pick.
Yes, a natural fiber pick. It's man-made fibers. Yeah. Okay, well, we've got to run, but I can't tell you how fantastic this was to be able to gather here and find you, Vicky. Hey, we're going to pick one more.